U.S. President Donald Trump's administration on Monday touted the early results of his immigration crackdown despite concerns over due process, displaying photos of alleged criminal offenders on the White House lawn and preparing to target cities and states that limit cooperation with federal immigration enforcement. Trump plans to sign an executive order on Monday directing top officials to identify within a month the cities and states failing to sufficiently comply with federal immigration laws, a White House official said. Trump launched an aggressive enforcement campaign after taking office, surging troops to the southern border and pledging to deport millions of immigrants in the U.S. illegally. The Republican president, who made immigration a major campaign issue in 2024, said the actions were needed after years of high illegal immigration under his predecessor, Democrat Joe Biden. At a press briefing, White House officials touted a steep decline in illegal crossings at the border during Trump's first 3 months in office, even as concerns have emerged over the due process rights of immigrants and U.S. citizens swept up in the dragnet. U.S. Border Patrol arrested 7,200 migrants illegally crossing the border in March, the lowest monthly total since 2000 and down from a peak of 250,000 in December 2023. "We have the most secure border in the history of this nation, and the numbers prove it," Trump border czar Tom Homan said at the briefing. Democrats and civil rights advocates have criticized Trump's heightened enforcement tactics, including the cases of several U.S. citizen children recently deported with their parents, including one with a rare form of cancer, according to the American Civil Liberties Union. Homan blamed the parents for putting their children at risk of deportation by remaining in the U.S. "If you choose to have a U.S. citizen child, knowing you're in this country illegally, you put yourself in that position," he said. In his first 100 days in office, Trump has moved to strip legal immigration status from hundreds of thousands of people, increasing the pool of those who can potentially be deported. While arrests of immigrants in the U.S. illegally have spiked, deportations remain below last year's levels under Biden, when there were more people illegally crossing the border who could be quickly returned. Deportations were down in Trump's first 3 months in office from 195,000 last year to 130,000 this year, Reuters reported last week. Homan defended the figures and said it was not fair to compare them to Biden-era tallies. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, detention facilities have been over capacity, with some 48,000 in custody as of early April, beyond the funded level of 41,500. Homan said Texas military base Fort Bliss could be ready in the very near future to hold migrant detainees. The Trump administration has already been using the U.S. naval base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.